The dawn of biotechnology was the 1970s, and the company Biogen was one of the pioneers. It's based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and it's had major successes. Among them, Biogen developed a series of powerful and lucrative medicines that transformed the treatment of multiple sclerosis. But this year, the company had a major fail. It centered around its drug designed to delay the progression of Alzheimer's disease, called Aduhelm. It's the first Alzheimer's treatment in a generation, and Biogen was counting on it to be transformational for those with the disease and revolutionary for the company. The FDA approved the drug this summer, despite lingering questions about how well it works. The approval and the lead-up to it are now the subject of a federal investigation, and Biogen is reeling, reportedly preparing to lay off 1,000 of its 9,000 workers around the globe. Damian Garde covers biotech for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. He co-authored a report about Biogen, saying the tumult there is a cautionary tale of ambition, hubris, and what happens when dysfunction derails best-laid plans. He writes about one person in particular.
A real key figure is a guy named Al Sandrock, who rose to become head of the company's research, development, and medicine operation. So truly, you know, this is a science-based company, and he's the top scientist. So Sandrock is widely considered within Biogen and in the industry as kind of the brains behind the best medicines the company has ever made. And he, in recent years, really devoted himself to developing and winning FDA approval for Aduhelm, which would become the first new treatment for Alzheimer's disease in 20 years, or roughly 20 years.
So he was in every step of the way on the development of this new drug, Aduhelm. And we should say that even though most people won't know the name Al Sandrock, Wall Street pays attention when you have a scientist like that who's a bit of a legend with a company like Biogen.
Absolutely. And that made Biogen kind of an interesting member of the biotech community, that the guy investors wanted to talk to, the guy reporters wanted to talk to, frankly, was not the CEO, but rather it was Al Sandrock, who is kind of this oracle of neuroscience. He's well-spoken, obviously, he has a charm to him, and he became very much like the face of Biogen.
Okay, so getting back to Aduhelm, and we should say once again here, Alzheimer's disease has ruined so many lives and disassembled so many families and caused so much pain that there was so much interest in getting a new drug on the market and really a drug that would be considered a game changer. This is what Al Sandrock had put so much effort into, and obviously those who are working behind the scenes at Biogen as well. Here he is talking in October of 2019 when Biogen announced that it was applying to the FDA for approval of this Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm.
We believe this is a turning point in the fight against Alzheimer's disease because if approved, this would be the first drug of its kind, a drug that actually slows the clinical decline.
So that's Al Sandrock. Damian, what were the hopes for Aduhelm within Biogen?
Alzheimer's affects, I think, about 6 million people in the United States. You extrapolate that to their family members, it's not an abstract concept to them. And so to feel like you could put your fingerprints on this thing that could really make a difference for these millions of people in the US and eventually in the world, I mean, an incredibly animating thing. We spoke to a lot of former Biogen scientists, and you know, they have diverging opinions, or often quite negative opinions, about how the decisions the company has made. But none of them regret the work they did for this, you know, I mean, they're well compensated, but this almost kind of holy mission to really change the lives of people with, as you mentioned, just a devastating disease.
So what happened at the FDA?
Yeah, things got pretty interesting. So, you know, it's important to note that from that time, October 2019, where Sandrock was speaking, Aduhelm didn't exactly work in the clinical trials that Biogen ran. And the news at that time was that Biogen had taken a harder look at the data and said, we think we see a positive signal where we could make a compelling argument that actually it did work. If you look at it this way, that way, whatever.
This is a really interesting time because at one point it was kind of pulling its bets on Aduhelm. And then suddenly it said, well, wait, when you read the data this way, things look a lot better. And we're now going to go forward and go to the FDA. That raised a lot of hopes.
It did. And it also raised a lot of hackles. You know, I think a lot of people, especially on Wall Street, looked at that and said, are we sure you guys are living in the same reality? The FDA is never going to go for this. There's a tried and true way of deeming whether a clinical trial has succeeded, and yours has almost unequivocally failed. but they would all be proven wrong, because what we didn't know at the time is that Biogen had already been in conversation with the FDA, and the FDA had already said it was amenable to Biogen's read of the data. And basically from summer 2019, for the next roughly 2 years, Biogen and the FDA were in almost constant communication about how to look at these data, what do they really mean? And then in June 2021, I mean, I'm fast forwarding through a lot of interesting stuff, but the world got the, I think, fairly shocking news that in fact, the FDA would approve Aduhelm, that the FDA agreed with Biogen's take, which is that while the trials we mentioned did not succeed by the standard definition of success, there was enough of a sign there that convinced the FDA to grant an accelerated approval, which is sort of jargon for an approval in which we're assuming the drug actually works the way it's supposed to, and give Biogen the right to begin selling it and doctors the right to begin prescribing it.
When you say that Biogen was in almost daily conversation with the FDA, this is Al Sandrock in particular who was in conversation with them, the person who supervised the development of this drug. And then once the FDA gave its approval, there was huge fallout. What happened within the FDA and among its advisors and at Biogen?
It became a debacle. I mean, there was just like scientists and people who follow regulatory science who were very upset at the FDA for what they perceived to be an erosion of the standard. The FDA is often considered the gold standard. And this appeared to them like potentially opening the floodgates for treatments that may not work at all and will undoubtedly be expensive to be available to patients. And there can be great consequences to that. Then you have Biogen's decision to set a price for the drug that they say would average out to about $56,000 a year per patient. This was, you can imagine, enraging to people who are already sensitive about drug prices. But likewise, investors on Wall Street were expecting Biogen to charge somewhere around $10,000 to $15,000 for the drug.
And also, we should say insurance companies, many of them declined to reimburse for it, and a lot of doctors are refusing to prescribe it. There's one other person that I want you to bring in here, and we're skipping over a lot of the story. We will post it, though. But this is the CEO, Michelle Vounatsos, who was very much an admirer and supporter of Al Sandrock, the scientist who we're talking about here. What was going on, very briefly, behind the scenes between the two of them once the FDA approved, very controversially, this new Alzheimer's treatment?
So just as Aduhelm proved to be a breaking point of public perception of Biogen, likewise, it ended up straining relationships inside the company. So as all of that negative press was heaped on them, all of the criticism over the price, and then maybe most importantly, the really, really disappointing financial returns of the company, there began to be sort of a game of musical chairs as to who was going to take the blame for this. What our reporting has led us to understanding. And so cut to November, there is the shocking announcement that Al Sandrock will be retiring effective the end of this year. What we learned is that he was pushed out, that he was kind of made to bear the brunt of this because the reaction was so polarizing that there was a perception that someone needed to be the face of what is a PR failure on this company's behalf. And so the way people characterized it to us was it was going to be Vounatsos or Sandrock, and Sandrock was on the losing end.
And at the same time, though, Biogen is also working on another potential Alzheimer's treatment that's in late-stage development. There's a lot riding on that one. How has Biogen's ignominious experience affected other biotechs working on Alzheimer's drugs? Has it had a chilling effect? Has it made them more ambitious or less?
It's interesting because, you know, Eli Lilly, the massive pharmaceutical company, has a treatment that works somewhat similarly to Aduhelm, it's a different drug, in late stage development. And their stock price has actually gone up much, much more than Biogen's has in light of the approval of Aduhelm, because there's a perception among some people that they might be able to step in. You know, Aduhelm did the blocking and tackling. Now the FDA has agreed to approve these kinds of medicines. And Eli Lilly might step in with a conceivably better, but at least a drug with less baggage than this one. And so the industry might march on and make a great deal of money, based in large part on Biogen's pioneering research and Biogen's efforts to win over hearts and minds at the FDA. And so the legacy of Aduhelm may be that it did indeed open a floodgates, but that Biogen itself didn't manage to actually profit from it. And, you know, based on what we've seen so far and will likely see in the coming months, will actually kind of be punished for this work that they've done.
Damien Gardé is a biotech reporter for STAT. Thanks, Damien.
Thanks for having me.